to our right side is Shiva Kori. This small lake embodies a very sweet pastime which reveals the causeless mercy of Srimati Radharani upon those who take shelter of her lotus feet. In this area, there was a jackal. Jackal is considered a very low-classed beast. Even amongst the animals, jackal is untouchable. If a fox or a wolf associates with a jackal, in orthodox animal society, they may lose their caste. So this jackal was seen by some children, and they began to shout at it, chase after it with sticks, and beat it with sticks. He was feeling terrible pain being beat by the sticks of these children. So he ran for his very life, and he hid into a foxhole. The children then lit fire to the foxhole, and the jackal was crying out in great pain and agony. At that time, Srimati Radharani and her friends were passing through this area, and they heard the crying of someone in great distress. So Sri Radharani told her friends, please find out who that is. Sri Radharani came to see this jackal. The jackal fell at her feet in great helplessness. Srimati Radharani, by her great kindness, she petted that jackal on the head with her lotus-like hand and awarded the jackal Krishna Prema. Sri Radharani Ki! So in this age of Kali Yuga, we are all more or less jackals. And our only hope is to really humble ourselves in the mood that His Holiness Satchinandana Maharaj so beautifully explained. We must free ourselves of pride. Understand what is our real position. Insignificant, helpless, hopeless, utterly depending on the mercy of the Lord and His devotees. In that mood, to appeal to Srimati Radharani by very sincerely, in a humble state of mind, crying out her holy names. It is quite appropriate that we come and worship this particular consciousness as we enter into Sri Radha Kunda. Shiva Kari is the boundary that begins the village of Sri Radha Kunda. Sri Radha Kunda is the supreme most holy of all holy places. There is no more sanctified abode in either the material or spiritual worlds. We will circumambulate Radha Kunda, and the day after tomorrow, we will come here to offer our worship to Sri Radha Kunda. At this time, let us offer our most prostrated obeisances to Sri Shama Kunda and Radha Kunda, who are none different than the ecstatic, ambrosial love of Sri Radha and Krishna in liquid form. And let us pray that we can be in a proper state of consciousness to give pleasure to the Lord as we are dancing and chanting in our Govardhan Parikrama. Let us now pray for the mercy of Sri Radharani. In the mood of that jackal, how many times have we been, birth after birth, beaten by the sticks of Maya, burned by the flames of illusion? Let us cry out for Sri Radharani's mercy and the mercy of her devotees. Shri Shamakund, Shri Radha Kund ki jai. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. In Kali Yuga, Radharani appears as Gauranga Mahaprabhu to deliver all the jackals of this age through the divine Mahamantra. Let us offer our obeisances.